All of a sudden, one of Ingrid's five children started acting out in school. We're not using her last name or her son's to protect their privacy. She's come to the principal's office at West Elementary School in Providence to share the experience. She describes what her life was like in Spanish.
Se portaba bien fuerte. Me llamaban todos los días. Siempre estaba peleando con los demás niños.
He was behaving really badly. They called me every day. He was always fighting with the other kids. He was breaking things, running. He hid in the school.
West Elementary had just joined forces with the Providence Center, a community mental health care provider, to bring trained counselors on site. They could identify kids who needed help, diagnose the problem, and provide counseling during lunch or recess. School administrators suggested it for Ingrid's son. She agreed. And now he's being treated for attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder and anxiety, just a couple of the mental illnesses that can emerge in young children. For Ingrid, who doesn't have a car and doesn't speak English, finding help at school was a godsend. And since her son started the counseling program at school, life has changed.
Because now I can be more at ease at home, taking care of the kids. My mind also, because I was worrying a lot. It was too much.
Most schools have guidance counselors, and many have psychologists and social workers. But West Elementary Principal Sandra Stewart says they already have a ton on their plates.
And my psychologist is not here on a full-time basis. So a lot of times it would fall on my assistant and myself in supporting the families when they were not here.
Stewart says she and her administrative staff tried working with outside agencies to get students the help they needed, whether it was for depression or post-traumatic stress disorder. But families didn't always make the connection.
One, some of them work two or three jobs, so it was very difficult for them to take time out of work. Two, a lot of our families don't speak English or we're not born here and are really nervous about going anywhere outside the school. Obviously, they feel vulnerable. The other issue sometimes also is they yes you to death when they're here, and then when they leave, unfortunately, they don't always follow through.
Follow through on outside counseling appointments for their children, that is. Then she had an idea.
If we could bring the services here to them, then we could help bypass a lot of the obstacles and the challenges.
Parents appreciate the convenience, including the fact that they just have to be present for the assessment, not every appointment. Another bonus? The school doesn't pay a dime, says school district psychologist Gail Mastropietro. The Providence Center bills children's insurance.
So it's not come out of the school's budget. There's no cost involved there. It's a true partnership.
Mastropietro says schools have always played a role in children's health, but it's a new moment for mental health.
We've done that for years on vision. We've done that for years on hearing. We've done it on a host of other things. Mental health was sort of something we didn't deal with well. So now I think it's more out in the open, and it's making for improved outcomes for our kids.
Principal Sandra Stewart says students who are getting treated through the program are already showing signs of improvement.
A lot of our children who were either depressed or had anxiety were starting to see an increase in their attendance here at school.
As she walks the school hallways, Stewart greets students changing classrooms. She gets hugs and smiles. It feels like a safe place. And that's important, says Stewart, because she's concerned many more of her students may be suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder than previously thought. Sarah Dinklage heads Rhode Island Student Assistance Services. It's an organization that's been staffing Rhode Island high schools with counselors for nearly 30 years.
What we found in Providence and other urban schools is that most of these kids have chronic repeated trauma. So, you know, obviously serious neglect, witnessing violence in the home.
Until pretty recently, Dinklage's organization focused more on preventing drug abuse. Now, says Dinklage, there's more awareness about the role schools can play in helping kids with mental illness. That includes this growing recognition that more children suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder than anyone thought.
We know that trauma impacts the brain from an early age, especially chronic trauma. And so, obviously, it affects school performance.
Dinklage will be helping pilot a new program with the Providence Children and Youth Cabinet to bring trauma-centered counseling into a couple of Providence high schools. Bradley Hospital's Dr. Greg Fritz says it's a great idea as long as we support schools.
Be careful that we don't just assign schools, you know, the proverbial unfunded mandate, take care of the kids' mental health with no extra time and no support and no money.
But Fritz says it makes perfect sense that teachers are the first eyes and ears, the front line for expanding access to mental health services.
In my experience, teachers see tons of normal kids in the age group that they're teaching. And so I think their judgment and their recognition skills in general are excellent.
West Elementary has figured out a way to help students when their teachers notice a problem without adding a budget line or hiring more staff through this partnership with the Providence Center. And more schools will be adding the program soon, according to Providence School District officials. Bradley's Fritz is quick to point out that these programs don't replace services for serious mental illness, but they may be the key to catching problems before they escalate into a crisis and require hospitalization. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.